Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You have tuned in to the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And I tell you, glory to God. We are on fire today. We are on fire tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for all of you that tuned in. We love you. Oh, we just appreciate. We thank God for every last one of you. We've got so many of you been sharing the number with other people. We got folks calling us. We go back 20 years, and they done called us because somebody that they knew heard the program, heard the service, and told them about the service. And they then called us on the phone and gave a testimony. Praise God. We thank God for all of you. We love you. I don't know what else to say. We love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you tuning in tonight. And I think we have on the line, I think we have none other than the quintessential paradigm of feminine nubile, Nubian pulchritude, the essence of spiritual excellence, none other than a pastor, Willie Mae Petersburg. Are you there?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God for the team tonight. We just thank God for the Wednesday team. And guess what? Pastor Peaches, this service is sponsored by, hallelujah, Angela Jennings Hill. Say, who is Angela Jennings Hill? That is one of our partners in Legal Shield. And we praising God. We're talking to her. Talk to her today. And somebody say, well, what in the world is Legal Shield? Legal Shield is a service been around for going on 50 years. I think about 47 years or so, almost 50 years. And they get a top quality attorney for a low monthly fee instead of a high hourly cost. And you say, well, who needs a lawyer? I'm not in trouble. Well, you need a lawyer sometimes when you're not in trouble. When you get ready to buy a house, a car, when you're trying to deal a will, when you're trying to go into business, all those kinds of things you need a lawyer for. So I want to give you the Pastor Peaches. You might want to give the housekeeping suggestions because they're going to need to write down the website they need to go to get a hold of AJ Hill's website. Go ahead.
Yes. Get everybody in the family, bring them into the room, put the phone on loudspeaker. Tell them to bring their Bibles, bring a composition notebook, a pencil, a good writing pencil. Get an e-pen because there is a load of scriptures tonight. I kid you not. There's a load of scriptures tonight.
Oh,
get your communion elements, your juice, your wafer, your cracker, your water, whatever. Okay, hallelujah. You may want to get a cup of water.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. Look here. Now we're talking about A.J. Hill. Again, if you want more information, even there's some people that are looking for jobs. Oh, she can tell you about a job, you know, having your own business. Hallelujah. The website is A as in apple, J as in June Hill, Hill, wearelegalshield.com. All lowercase, no spaces. Again, that's AJ Hill, Hill, AJ Hill, wearelegalshield.com. All lowercases, no spaces. Get to that. You can even ask some questions on that website. You can actually see a video on that website. You can even sign up on that website. You can even if you want to go into business for yourself, holler. You can even that they'll share some information how you can do that on that website. So again, that website is AJ Hill, A as in apple, J as in June. Hill, H-I-L-L, dot wearelegalshield.com. No spaces, all lowercase. God bless you. Hallelujah. Did I do all right, honey?
Very good.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, praise God. You know, we thank God for this opportunity to share this, and we want to give you some more information. And some of you want to contact us. Now, when we get when we get our testimonies, in radio land and even in TV, when you get one response or two responses, you multiply that by 100, and some may even say 1,000, because those are folks that wanted to do it, but they just didn't, they weren't motivated to do that, to call us or to write. So we thank you for those who have written into us. We thank you for all those, oh, glory to God, those who have sent seed gifts and gifts. I tell you that, so, glory to God. Thank God for you, people who are sending money to build the hospital in Uganda. We thank God for all of you. And again, if you want to do something special and send a love gift or seed gift, hallelujah, you can do it. You can send it to, and we have RYMM, that's R as in Ralph, Y as in year, M as in ministry, post office box 24554, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's RYMM, that stands for Renewing Your Mind Ministries, hallelujah, hallelujah. Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Or you can call us after the broadcast is over at 410-444-5152. And Pastor Peaches, you know what? I'm going to share this right now to them, too. If you want to sow and you use Zelle or PayPal or Apple Pay, you can put in this number. 443-416-1352. Again, 443-416-1352. If you have PayPal, Apple Pay, or you have Zelle, you can put that number in that I just gave you, and you can sow into this good ground. Hallelujah. And I promise you, the word of God says, hallelujah, when you sow, you're going to reap. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, I let the expert do this. Now, some folk got Cash App. You need to give them, hallelujah, how they can sow into the ministry with Cash App.
$ capital T. Then all the rest of them is lowercase, PHCPW.
Do that one more time for us.
$ capital T, PHCPWC.
Praise God. And I know some people say, why are you doing this up front? Because sometimes when the Spirit gets a hold of some of these folk on this during the service, we use them all the time. So we thought we'd do this in the front. Is that all right? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if you want to give a testimony, you want to, you have a question, you want something concerned, you can write us again, RYMM. Post Office Box 24554,
amen.
Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, where you can call us after the service, and you can leave a message. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. God bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, guess what? It's time for the Pastor's Corner.
Amen.
Amen. And the Pastor's Corner today, we want to deal with, what is that scripture? 1 Timothy 5:8. When you get there, I want you to say amen, and then you can start reading it. Hallelujah. Now we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, right. We giving you time to call everybody who's back against the wall, who seem like they're hopeless, they're depressed, or they're on the sick bed, they're homeless, they need an injection of the power and might of the Holy Spirit of all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then you get them call them up and tell them, tune in to this service because they're going to be blessed. Now, what is that scripture?
You said 1 Timothy 5 and 8?
Yes, read that.
1 Timothy 5, 8, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Let me just share this with you. Now, the pastor's corner is to 1,000 pastors all over the world of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And I need to share this. A lot of pastors sacrifice their families for building a ministry. Now, God didn't tell you to build a church of 10,000 members and your household go shipwrecked. If you look in Timothy, it talks about you got to keep your house in order. How you keep your house in order is not with a stick, it's with love. Spending time with your family, spending time, quality time with your family. You going home and sleeping is not spending quality time with your family, pastor, elder, leader. Spending quality time means you take them outcation. You spend time. You have a child. You go. They're playing football. You the pastor. You the leader. So you can control the horizontal and the vertical. So you set up anything and everything around your family. You know, there used to be a thing. I don't know if they still have it now, but there used to be the worst kids in the world were preacher's kids. Have you heard that before?
Yes.
And why was that? It wasn't that the children were rebelling. It's because they didn't have no father or whomever was supposed to be in the household showing them love. So they had to go outside of the house to find companionship, to find somebody who would treat them like they're somebody.
Wow.
That's your job. Pastor, you are supposed to be the source and sustainer, a nourisher. You're not supposed to omit your family. God didn't call. In fact, look, your ministry, your church didn't show up until the family fell. The first criteria is to build your family. Everybody got to be a one of the things I love about Joel Osteen, the whole family involved in the church. He ministers them, go on trips. It goes vacations, out to dinner. He does all this stuff for his family. And so his family feels a part of what he's doing because he's a part of what they're doing. But if you ignore your family and then you complain, why aren't they getting involved in what I'm doing? Because you ain't getting involved in what they're doing. Why should they get involved in what you're doing if you ain't getting involved in what they're doing? Y'all understand what the word, what the Spirit is saying to you today? Hallelujah. That's all I'm going to say right now because y'all need to understand that. Your first responsibility is not to your church. It's not to your ministry that you're building, whether you're on TV, radio, or whatever. Your first responsibility is to your home.
Right.
Amen. Pastor Peaches, you want to say anything on that?
It's the truth. It's tight, but it's right. And the men of God are going to have to give an account to God for what they do in their house.
And what they don't do.
And for what they don't do in that house.
And then you talk about you stand up putting your chest out. I got 75,000 members, and your son is a crackhead. Your daughter is a soiled dove. Y'all know what I mean by a soiled dove, don't you? Well, that's a Western jargon for a streetwalker, a prostitute, okay? And your wife is running around other men because you don't take care of your business at home. Take care of your – you can't go around dealing with D and M and S and T if you had not done A. Deal with what comes first. Your personal relationship with God, and then it's your family. And then everything else is next after your family. God bless you. I tell you, I hope somebody got that. Do you think somebody got that today, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
You think that they may have heard? Do you think they understood the words that's coming out of my mouth? Because I think it came out of the Holy Spirit's mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But look here. I've got something I want to do right now. Here it comes. Hallelujah. To put your shouting shoes on right now.
Thank you, Jesus, for working it up.
Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
Month at the end.
Hallelujah. Father God, you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Bless the hearers tonight, Lord God. If there's any sick, Lord God, any not feeling well, Lord God, touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, prove yourself to them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Doing this service, hallelujah. Touch their bodies, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless the word that's going to come forth to continually tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Prove yourself, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for being a right now, God. For being a right now, God. Hallelujah. Fixing every situation, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless, touch, Lord God. Touch all of our bodies, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, we have a testimony. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would do the Old Testament scripture and the New Testament scriptures. The Old Testament scripture is Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And the New Testament scripture is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For the word of God that never changes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was our Old Testament scripture reading, and our New Testament scripture reading is Romans 12, 1 and 2. Thank you, Lord, for we know the word of God never changes. And that's the only thing in this life that can change. Hallelujah. Everything else can change. Hallelujah, but the word of God can change. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies, or your emotions, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of the word of God.
The healing in the name of
Jesus.
The salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says the demons tremble.
Amen. building.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's the reason I say that. Jesus is the answer.
Oh,
Jesus is the way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is, and he is the answer.
He is the answer. Hallelujah. And guess what? What time is it?
Well, communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God for all of you who, excuse me, who take communion with us. And we thank God for you right now. We thank God for, hallelujah, hallelujah, Ronald Harris and Mother Harris and Angie and Yvette Harris, God bless you. We thank God for Sheila from Jessup's, God bless you. Angela Jennings Hill, God bless you. Elder Rosetta Carey, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Linda Blackwell and Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan and Aladania and Tiffany, God bless you, and Coco and Faith, God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Apostle Margie Mercer and Bishop-elect Norman Nevins and glory to God. And June and Joan, hallelujah. And Lil, and glory to God. And Bob and another Lil, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Joyce Dukes and glory to God. And Tavon and Maurice and another Tavon and another Tavon. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
And Tanya and another Tanya. Hallelujah. God bless you real good. And Dorothy and Mother Boopy. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Jerry and Jerry Cleveland and another Jerry and another Jerry. God bless you all. Hallelujah. And Tony and Ricky, God bless you. God bless you. And Pastor Lewis and Pastor Viola, God bless you. And Lorena, God bless you. And Dominique and Danielle, God bless you. And Little Rena, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Pamela and Kimberly, hallelujah. And Earl, and Little Earl, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And another Earl. Hallelujah. And another Earl. Glory to God. Boy, a whole lot of Earls out here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Tavon, another Tavon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for you. And QB and Cynthia and Prophet Cynthia and Rachel and glory to God. And Stephanie and another Stephanie and Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and Stephanie and little Stephanie and Desiree and Monica and Julius and Joshua and little Mitch and big Mitch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Victor, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for Dominique and Justin. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Donald Carter, God bless you. And Teresa McCloud, God bless you. And Janetta McCoy and Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior, and Raymond McCoy, Senior and Junior. Glory to God.
And Retta.
Retta, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah. And another Stephanie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For all of these folks, we just throw them up into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Their names up into the atmosphere. Bless them, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Damon and Dion, oh God. Hallelujah. And Tanika Bailey. Hallelujah. Katisa Brown. Hallelujah. And Basilia Osesapong. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. so many of you out there. God bless you, really, God. Good. Joseph, hallelujah. Joe, hallelujah. Glory to God. Talitha, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The family of Warren Garrison, God bless you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, there's so many people. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, it's time for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And your word said to examine yourselves, and we examine ourselves right now. Hallelujah. And we, hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, we love, hallelujah, your covenant names. And the number one covenant name that we feel of yours is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. So, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And, Father God, your word says, again, examine yourselves. And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So, Lord, we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your word says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today, O God. Hallelujah. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Your words say in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. Hallelujah. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the intracranial system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that your words say in Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, your word says that we are your children and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for healing bread today.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, hallelujah, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Take, let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus 12, verse 13 says, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the blood covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, we cancel every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, utterly undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dead to my heart was the butterfly. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the butterfly. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. And now we are doing, thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. Now we are speaking, hallelujah, family daily confession. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, in our extended family. We're standing in the gap for them. We're speaking for them as if they're speaking. Hallelujah. If they don't have sense enough to cry out to your name, oh God, to decree and establish things in the kingdom for themselves, we are doing it for them today. Hallelujah, glory to God. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, hallelujah, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today and the family daily confession. And Pastor Peaches, I know we got to get to stepping. I don't know what time it is, but I know time is a moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility or this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan, we say, if you notice right now how you're under our feet, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, for giving to those under the sound of my voice and even the families, hallelujah, 36 and 104, even a thousandfold increase in blessing on the seed sown today in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the final edition of the series. The series was entitled The Power of Positive Believing. And this particular part three is entitled, hallelujah, The Power of Positive Doing. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I want you to go through those scriptures. You know, I try not to. I try to keep the scriptures down, but I can't help myself, y'all. So get your pen and your pencil, your magic marker, your flare, something to write with in your hand, and get ready, because Pastor Peaches is going to go down the list of scriptures. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Okay, abbreviate the book. Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23, Mark 11:24, James 1:22-25, Galatians 16:25.
Galatians 5:16-25, you say?
Yes.
Okay, great. Right.
Psalm 119:105.
Praise God.
Luke 8:11. Mark 4:14. James 1:5. Ephesians 4:11-12, 1:8, Luke 10:19, 1 John 4:4, Matthew 16:19, Matthew 18:18. Hebrews 11:1-6, James 2:17-26.
Praise God. Hallelujah. If you skip down, I think there's three other scriptures down there. I might have repeated something. You see, a couple more scriptures.
You want me to those? You want those two?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, wait a minute.
In fact, I tell you, those who are listening, now you hear all of these scriptures. Now, I want you to understand that the scripture by itself is not going to get you where you want yourself and others to go. You got to know the address. That's what I call it, where it is. If I send you to New York to find John somebody, you might want to know his address, because they tell me there's over 8 million people in New York. I don't know how many words in the Bible. I don't know how many verses in the Bible. Maybe I'll ask one day and find that out. But I guarantee if you don't have the address, it'll take you a little longer to find a particular scripture. Is that right?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right. So what are those other two scriptures?
The last two that I gave. That was Hebrews chapter 11.
Oh, okay. Okay, I restated them. Okay, great, great.
Yes.
Right, that was emphasis.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's important for y'all to understand. First of all,
26.
The power of positive believing. You need to understand. When the Bible talks about faith, that's why I guess I did it twice. I mentioned it twice. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And all of that, you need to understand what faith or now faith is. Now faith is believing. In other words, believing is putting faith into action. So that first scripture we have, we've gone on every service, we've done this, Matthew 21:22. And when you get there, say amen, because y'all need to hear this again. And then we're going to just go down the list.
And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, and ye shall receive.
Believing is putting faith into action, putting feet on your faith. Okay, what is 9:23? Mark 9:23.
Hallelujah. Mark 9:23, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Again, it's believing. Believing is putting your faith into action. You say, oh, I have faith in God. I said, well, believe his word. Believe him. Don't tell me I have faith. Oh, I love God. I have faith. And then you don't believe what he said. Because that last scripture in Mark 11:24.
It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to understand that what you desire should be in concert with the word of God.
Amen.
Well, I desire to have 10 wives. No, we don't go that way nowadays. That's not to the glory of God. If you want to check out the equation that you need to use, that's glory to God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Write that down. Put that on the side. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. That's the one that all the promises of God are yea and amen in him to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God. But anyway, all right, praise God. What's that next scripture?
James 1:22.
Here is the title of today's part three is the power of positive doing. Now, we already talked about the power of positive thinking, because what a man thinks, so is he. So you think bad, you're going to get bad. You think positive, you'll get positive. And then the power of positive thinking, of speaking, you can have what you say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You speak death out of your mouth, that's what you're going to get. You speak life, that's what you're going to get. Now it's the power of positive doing. Read that scripture for me, please.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
And that's James 1:22?
James 1:22.
And then 25 says what?
But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
Do you understand what that's saying? If you do the word, you're going to be what? Blessed? Is that what it said?
Amen.
And see, people, you know, he'll complain, you know. They say, give me, my name is Jimmy, but they don't want to do the word. They try to treat God as a celestial bellhop, but they don't do the word. God wants you to do the word. What's the next scripture?
Galatians 5. 1:25?
No, 16.
I'm sorry, 16:25. Like Galatians 5.
16. Now y'all need to understand that how you going to get blessed. It says if you do the word, you're going to get blessed. But if you don't read the word, glory to God, what you got? It's like you know what you do. You get a new gadget, and you open up the box. The first thing on the top is the directions. And y'all put the directions on the side, and you go, you don't read the directions. You want to get blessed. You want this, the whatever you bought to work right, to bless you, but you don't read the directions. And then it's not working right. Then you go to directions, and you don't read all of them. You just go and see what you can find that deals with what's not going right. And God wants you blessed from the top of your heads to the soles of your feet. God wants you blessed from inside out and outside in. God just doesn't want you blessed. He wants your family blessed. He don't just want your family blessed. He wants your neighbors blessed. Glory to God. He wants your community blessed. He wants your dog and cat blessed. Come on now. But if you don't read the directions and become a doer of that word, you won't get blessed. Cause, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to do, be a doer so you can get blessed. What is Galatians 5:16 says?
If I say then, walk in the Spirit.
Come on now. That's what you do. You want to get blessed? Walk in the Spirit.
You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Come on now. You said, well, keep falling and do whatever. Are you walking in the Spirit? Well, you start stumbling, you start stuttering, and you know you haven't had no problems in talking all your life, and all of a sudden you start stuttering when God calls you on the carpet to ask you, what are you following? What's 25 say?
If you live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Okay, you've been thinking in the Spirit, you've been speaking in the Spirit, so if you're living in the Spirit, just walk in the Spirit. Walk like God said walk. You say, well, how do I know? Well, see, you've got to deal with the Word of God. What's that next scripture? I think that's what it is. What's the next scripture?
Psalm 119.
Yeah, I knew it was that. Glory to God. You say, well, I don't know what to do. What does Psalms 119, verse 105 say? Come on now. Y'all need to understand and hear this.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Hmm.
And a light unto my path.
Stop there. A lamp to your feet lets you know where you are. Hopefully you're not in quicksand, because you gotta get to the word real quick. Jesus. And then a light to your path means it will show you where you're going if you stay on that path. Now, if that light on your path shows a ditch or shows two lions, a tiger, and a bear, I suggest you get on another path. Can I get an amen? If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for a little while? Say amen, Sister Linda. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why we got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in the Word. I don't know what to do. You never, a Christian, a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying Christian should never say, I don't know what to do. Because in the Word, that tells me something. You ain't reading the Word. You don't know what to do. You're not reading the Word. The Bible said, look here, in James 1:5, can you just skip over and just run to James 1:5 real quick? James 1:5.
Glory to God. Says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
He will deliver. Glory to God. You want to know what to do, when to do, holiday and all that kind of stuff? Ask God. He ain't gonna hold it back. He said he ain't gonna tie it up and put a. He gonna give it to you, liberally. Glory to God. He's just gonna pour it all over you. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's the next scripture? Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Somebody get something out of this right now. Hallelujah. Because you need to hear the word. You need to know the word. Glory to God. And by the way, that's a footnote. When you deal with scripture, it's wonderful that you can quote it verbatim. But sometimes you can't quote it verbatim, but you get the gist of it. And remember the gist. Remember the juice inside the orange. Glory to God. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A lot of scriptures I know. I may not be able to quote it verbatim, but I got the gist in it. Like that one, what's that, Numbers, glory to God, Numbers 23:19. I know it don't say what I say. It said God is not mocked. What's a man sow, that shall he also, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. That scripture says God is not a man that he should lie, but his word will do what it's set up to do. That's what that scripture said. Now, again, Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. And what he... what he said he'd do, he's going to do. Now, that, you go to that scripture, you know it ain't going to say that completely. It's paraphrased. You can paraphrase as long as you got the gist of what you of what the scripture says. As long as you got the Holy Ghost thought out of that scripture, you're going to be all right. Now, is it best to be able to quote the scripture 100%? I would say yes. I mean, the word of God is a blessing. So, yes. But if I don't, I just want to make sure I got the major part of that scripture. Do you understand what the words is coming out of my mouth? You heard? Well, bless God. What's the next scripture?
Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
The word of God is seed. That's why I got y'all to get to the address. Because you want to plant seed. You want to plant seed in people's lives. You tell somebody, look, God said that you make one step, he make two. Where is that at? It ain't in the Bible. So you got to make sure you got the scripture right.
Amen.
And so, by the way, Benjamin Franklin said that. By the way, anyway, well, he's attributed to saying that. Somebody else might have said that. But anyway, hallelujah. God reigns on the just and the unjust. But anyway, glory to God. It's important for you to understand that the word of God is seed. And you plant the word of God in your life, guess what? What the word say you get, you're going to get. It's going to be a harvest. In fact, it said 30, 60, 100-fold. And then if you look down at Deuteronomy 1:11, it says even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Glory to God. But anyway, go ahead to the next one.
Mark 4:14.
Go to that. Yeah, what's that say?
The sower soweth the word.
That's right. And the sower soweth the word. The word is seed. Yes. It keeps on. You know, when God says something more than once, you know, it's sort of like underscoring. It's highlighting it. The word of God is seed, y'all.
Amen.
And what you do is important. Do the word. Don't just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Why? So you can be blessed. James 1:25 says so. Is that right? 1:25 says, so that you be a doer of the word so you can be blessed. Hallelujah. Go ahead, next one.
The next one was James 1:5.
Oh, okay. I said that already. Well, we bless God. I jumped ahead. I didn't know I had it down there. Go ahead.
Ephesians 4:11-12.
Yeah, go to that because folk need to understand that.
Hallelujah. Gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Okay. Now, that's 11. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now some of you have been saying, well, I don't need to get hooked up with a church. I don't need to get hooked up either going virtually on the phone or going in person. This is why Jesus gave gifts to the church. You want to receive the gifts You got to be part of a ministry. Why? Read 12.
For the perfecting of the saints.
The perfecting of the saints. That means the maturing of the saints.
For the work of the ministry.
For the work of the ministry. In other words, you doing what you're supposed to be doing, not just being mature, you know, maturing, you know, being in your own home. Or, yeah, oh, yeah, I know about the scriptures. Yeah, I'm ready now. I got it now. But for the work of the ministry, you're called to the kingdom for work, not to sit down and see, look what I got. Your job is to go out on the vineyard. You are, hallelujah, glory to God. 2 Corinthians 11:18 says you're a minister of reconciliation. You're supposed to be bringing folk to Christ. That's part of your job. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Go ahead, read some more.
For the edifying of the body.
You're going to do the work of the ministry. That's edifying or building up the body of Christ, increasing the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's what edifying means, the lifting up the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Is another scripture?
Acts 1:8.
Okay. We know what this is because we share it so often.
Hallelujah.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Hallelujah. You got power to do whatever it needs to be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got the power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God said, I'm going to give it to you. And what's the next scripture?
Luke 10:19. So I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
God gives you power to do something, not to be sitting down there and twiddling your thumbs. Well, I ain't going to, because I'm scared, you know, of this, that, and the other. I'm going to just be in the house and just go to work and come home. You know, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. God gave you power to do something. There are folk that are sick out here that don't need to be sick because God called you to lay your holy hands on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God called you to bind the enemy in somebody's life, in somebody's family, and on somebody's job. And you sitting back doing nothing. Doer of the word, not just a hearer only. That's not the whole work. That's not, you ain't finished, baby. You're thinking the right thoughts. You're speaking the right stuff. You're saying the right stuff. But you got to be doing the right stuff. What's the next one?
1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
You have overcome. I don't care what it is coming against you. You have overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You got power. Go on, step on out there. Glory to God. Get to stepping. If you want to, you can step on the good foot. If you don't want to, step on the bad foot, but keep on stepping. Hallelujah. Be a doer of the word. Come on now. Next one.
Matthew 16:19.
Hallelujah. See, it's important for you to understand the power that you have. Not only are you able to bind stuff, the enemy attacking you, but your job is to bind the enemy. Glory to God. Working in other people's lives. How you doing? Okay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew 18:18, and then read 19, and then read 20. But go ahead.
You don't need to read Matthew 16?
Huh? Did you finish with that?
No, I didn't read it yet.
Oh, you didn't read it yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and read that. I'm hearing it in my head. That's what it is.
Matthew 16:19, and I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Now, you need to understand, he didn't give the keys to you. You keep it to yourself. He wants you to help somebody get loosed, to open the doors for somebody else to be a doer. Go to 18 now. Hallelujah.
Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
And 19.
Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that thou shalt ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Now, again, that's doing something. And read 3. Read 20. I'm at the third verse.
Two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst of them.
In other words, he wants you to get together with some folk so that his tangible manifested presence shall be there. Yes, he's everywhere, but his tangible manifested presence is something special. Because when God is tangibly in a group, healing takes place, deliverance takes place. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hearing from heaven takes place. Direction takes stuff happens when you get folk together. The Bible said, glory to God, one a chase a thousand, two 10,000. I believe that you keep on adding folk, you're going to go up another, a tenth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is it? 100,000 and then 1 million. Glory to God. Then 10 million. Then 100 million and 1 billion. You know, it'll keep going. You keep on adding folk. And then you wonder why things don't happen the way I want to. When's the last time you've been together with two or three other folk praying and praising God? Well, it's been over a year or so. But those were the good times. Yeah, it was the good times, wasn't it? Because you had two or three gathered in his name. You need to do the same thing. At the very least, get on this call. Get on this virtual service every Sunday at 3, every Wednesday at 7. Hallelujah. Is there any more scriptures there?
Hebrews 11:1-6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Okay, hold on just a second. Do you know what now faith is? It's believing. Now faith is putting faith into action. Again, go ahead, read that now.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And read 6 for me.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Praise God. You folk that you say, well, God gives you free will, and you like laissez-faire. You get on a call when you feel like it. Or you go to church when everything was normal, when you felt like it. You weren't really diligently seeking him. You were seeking him every now and then when the feeling got to you. But see, then you complain that you pay your tithes and your offering, but you ask for such and such, but you didn't get it. Why? Well, it says God's going to bless you when you need to be a diligent. A diligently means meticulously, deliberately, intentionally seek him. You're seeking God. You're going where you know he is. Now, he's on this phone call. Everybody in there and their mother and the dog and the cat ought to be on this call right now. Hallelujah, because everybody needs to be blessed. Everybody needs to be healed and delivered. You say, well, my goodness, you talking about the dog needs to be healed and the cat needs. Yes, because they get sick too, don't they? Oh, I didn't hear you.
Hallelujah, amen.
Amen, that's right. But I tell you, we all need to be blessed of God. We need to be blessed coming and going. Hallelujah. That's why I love, hallelujah, glory to God, Deuteronomy, hallelujah. Glory to God, 28, hallelujah, verses 3 to 13. blessed coming and going. Hallelujah. Fruit of your bodies, blessed cattle on your heels, blessed basket in your stores, blessed. Hallelujah. Blessing the city, blessing the countryside. Hallelujah. You're the head, not the tail above, only beneath, not beneath. Excuse me. I thank God for that. Thank God that we're being blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This concludes the teaching on the power of positive believing. That's thinking, speaking, and doing. You must need to do all of that. Hallelujah.
Do we do James 2:17-26?
I don't know. Go ahead. Go there.
James 2:17 says, even so, faith, if it has not worked, is dead, being alone. And the 26th verse says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
You heard? You can talk about all the faith you want to, but faith without works is dead. And putting works with your faith means believe. Those two major scriptures, three major scriptures we gave you for the entire teaching was Matthew 21:22. Hallelujah, glory to God. Mark 9:23 and Mark 11:24 about believing. Were there any more scriptures? Cause, yeah,
that was the last one.
Huh? That was the last one. Again, faith without works is dead. Believing is putting faith into action. Believing is putting faith into action. Belief is putting faith into action. Understand that, children. Hallelujah. You want to please God, and you're going to please him. You heard? Hallelujah. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. In Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for those who heard the three messages, those who have heard maybe two of them, those who may only heard one of them. But Lord, let it, hallelujah, that the harvest of the seed sown spring up to 30, 60, and 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in their lives. Give them a tangible manifestation of your love and caring for them because they believe in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. I don't believe it. But I think I'm early, so you can go through. You can have the rest of the time and share whatever you want to share.
A lot of us are believing God for different things in our life, and a lot of times we think, "Oh well, if God want me to have it, He'll bless me. He'll just give." No, put feet to your faith. The Word of God just said, "Faith without works is dead." My pastor. Priest before, if you know somebody is believing God for a home or God has already blessed them with a home and they're trying to furnish their home and you believe in God for a home too, give them a Holy Ghost handshake. Tuck put a couple of dollars in their hand. And you know what? And that's faith that you are going to receive what you are believing God for because you are putting the blessing in somebody else's hands. God is going to bless you with what you need. That's faith. When you okay, if you believe in God for a home, are you out there looking in the neighborhood that you want to move in? Or you think somebody's going to come knock on your door and say, oh, there's a house around the corner. No. Go ask God to lead you, guide you. You believe in God for a home? Go in the area in which you are believing to move into. Hallelujah. Believe God for the finances. Hallelujah. Don't stop sowing into the kingdom your finances. I don't care how tight, how short things may be. Lord God, Lord, you said that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing. I won't have room enough to receive. Don't you know God could have asked for the 90%, but he only asked for the 10%. He only asked for the 10%. Believe that when you bless him with that 10%, he is going to bless that 90%. And he's going to bless it to go further than what you could ever imagine. And don't you know, he will bless you with the home that you desire. And you may not even, you probably say,
I don't even have money for that. Don't you know? God not asking you to pay for it. He asking you to believe him for it.
Come on now. Oh, Pastor Peaches, you
He's
showing off now.
He's asking you to believe him for what you believe, what you are standing on the word of God for.
Pastor
if
Peaches.
You can see it, it's not faith. You have to see it with the eyes of your faith.
Yes.
You can't go out there and save up the amount of you may try to save up the amount of money. Okay, you know if you well if the, in my house if the house I'm believing God for is a certain amount, then I need to I probably have to take a certain amount to settlement. Yes, you go ahead on it and start putting that denying yourself the pizza on the weekend, denying yourself that sub, denying yourself the lunch every day, the going to McDonald's every day for lunch, take leftovers from home. So that put that money that you would be putting out to in McDonald's and all, put it aside and watch God bless, watch God blow upon it. Watch him bless you to have what you need when it comes time for a settlement. And watch him bless you to walk away from the settlement table with money in your pocket.
Amen.
Faith without works is
it.
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Ask God to prove himself. He's standing there. Put your angels to work. Tell your angels, go bring, lead me in the direction of where that home is that I'm believing God for. God knows how many bedrooms you need. I am speaking from experience.
Amen.
Tell God, you know we need
six
bedrooms. Lord God, you know we want to be in a good neighborhood.
Hallelujah.
So God, we don't want to be far away from the children's school. We don't want to be far away from church. We want this. We want that. Saints of God, when we moved into the house that we're in there, we needed six bedrooms. And the Lord said, and I've always been telling people, oh, just tell God what you need. And you know what? The Lord told me that I wasn't doing it. I said, like, okay, God, we need a bedroom we need six bedrooms. And don't you know, when we would be driving to church, when the church bus would take us to church every Sunday, we was riding right past the street. I never even saw the street. And when God bless us with a realtor, he took us to a street. He brought us to this house. I'm going to say, like, oh, my gosh, we ride past this street every Sunday going to church, going up to Word and Faith. And don't you know, God, we had to stretch out on the Lord. God blessed. He gave us favor with the realtor. Favor with the man that owned it. Everything, saints of God.
Yes.
Faith without works is dead.
Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Just
now.
Tell God what you need.
Hallelujah.
Don't think anything is too wow.
Hallelujah.
Because he's able to wow you.
Glory to God.
He's able to do that sin abundantly for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is able to do it. He is able to do it. Saints of God, don't tie his hands.
Sure,
don't
sure.
tie the Lord's hands.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to prove himself.
Hallelujah.
He loves you. He wants to prove himself. Put your angels to work.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above.
You know,
all
Pastor Peaches.
All we able to ask or think.
Yeah, Pastor Peaches, you know, our brother Harry, God bless Harry Warsaw, have been waiting, and we gave him a scripture that was Isaiah 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And, you know, he has called and gave a testimony that he got what he was looking for.
Thank you.
A brand new building put up, and he's going to be the first one in this apartment.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that he's looking for, he got.
Yes.
And we thank God for her and his daughter, Maisha, and the mother. Margaret Brown and even Dorothy Warsaw. We God bless all of them. Hallelujah. Everybody. Glory to God. But go ahead, Pastor. I apologize for interrupting.
Thank
go ahead. The time is yours. Go ahead.
Put your angels to work, saints of God. Hallelujah. Don't let them stand there dormant. Hallelujah. They just standing there waiting for assignment. Angels on assignment. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we just praise you for you proving yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus, for multiplying the word of God in the saints of God's ears tonight. Hallelujah. If there's any desiring salvation, hallelujah, we ask you, Lord God, to just allow them to utter this prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Hallelujah. Make me a child of the King. Make me your child. Hallelujah. Saints of God, I believe that if you quoted that, you confessed with your mouth, believed in your heart, Jesus Christ has saved you. You have gone from passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Watch God go to work for you. Hallelujah. Speak out your mouth what you want God to do and watch him do it. Watch him do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We see you on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
That's right.